الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَإِذَا نَادَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ اتَّخَذُوهَا هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا ذلك بأنهم قوم لا يعقلون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو يعلم الناس ما في النداء والصف الأول ثم لا يجدوا إلا أن يستهموا عليه لاستهموا عليه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام Elders, beloved brothers in Islam. As we are aware, we are living in an increasingly materialistic world. Value, generally our mindsets have become such that we attach value to material things in this world. Worldly status, worldly symbols, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, interestingly in the Quran, we are given a measuring tape, a yardstick, as to the level of taqwa, consciousness in our hearts. If you want to translate taqwa in this context, translate it simply as level of deen, deendari, connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ Those who will venerate, who will honor, who will give due accord, respect, acknowledgement to the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the shi'ar, the symbols of Islam, Allah says, إِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ It is the taqwa of their hearts. Their hearts are living. It is not a dead heart, it is a living heart. It is a heart which is imbibed and imbued with the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will reflect itself in one venerating and honoring the symbols of Islam. Particularly, a great symbol of Islam, a great shi'ar of Islam, a great shi'ar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the first words that fall into the ears of every Muslim child. When the child is born, what are we taught? Before the child even opens his eyes, before the first morsel of food enters its mouth, it has just come into the world. What is the first thing that has to fall in the ears of that child? What must this child hear first before anything else? This great symbol of Islam, which is what we call azan. Azan is called out in the ears of the child. This carries a great lesson. There is great symbolism behind the azan. It is another matter, unfortunately, that the value of the azan to a very large extent has come out of the lives of the ummah. What it means to be a muazzin, what it means to be the one who calls out azan, what is the maqam, the status of a muazzin, what is the message of the azan, how much attention and respect we show for the azan. These are burning, important questions that each and every one of us has to be asking ourselves. Because Allah says, min taqwa al-qulub. This is the proof of your taqwa. This is the proof of your connection with deen. Becoming a doctor, becoming a lawyer, becoming an engineer, attaining worldly status, having a big bank balance. One is your and my value system. One is the value system of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith which I mentioned in the beginning. In fact, the occasion of Jumu'ah, it's impossible, wallah, even with my limited knowledge, it is impossible to even scratch the surface when we look at the extent or the wealth of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein my Nabi stressed the importance of azan. He stressed the importance of being a muazzin, of the one who calls out the azan. The hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, he said, لو يعلم الناس لو يعلم الناس ما في النداء والصف الأول. He said, if my ummah had to come to know the importance, the value of calling out azan, of being a muazzin. If my ummah had to come to know the value of making salah in the first saf. Today is the day of Jumu'ah. Great, emphasized, stressed sunnah of Jumu'ah is what? Tabkir. Come early for Jumu'ah. Sit in the masjid. It's a separate topic. I don't even want to go into that direction. We observe particularly. Maybe COVID was supposed to be a wake-up call, supposed to take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But after the COVID pandemic, we see many masajid to some extent, okay, the social distancing, etc. has stopped. The safs are being formed properly. But this ihtimam of coming early to the masjid, this ihtimam of spending time in the masjid, particularly on the day of Jumu'ah, it is observed to a very large extent has come out of the ummah. Yet, coming back to that hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you knew what it means to be a muazzin, if my ummah had to know what it means to make salah in the first saf. Saf, first saf is limited. There's only so many people that can stand in the first saf. Limited numbers, restricted, confined space. Likewise, azan, everyone can't call out the azan. You have one person who's going to call out the azan. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you knew the value of it, then you will start fighting. Another hadith, لو يعلم الناس ما في التأذين لتضاربوا عليه بالسيوف. He said, if my ummah had to come to know what Allah has kept in being a muazzin, the reward Allah has kept in calling out azan, they would draw swords. They would draw swords and start fighting with one another to be given the honor of being a muazzin. Coming back to the first hadith, he said, they would find no other solution except to draw lots. Illastahamu alayhi. He said they will start drawing lots to decide who will make salah in the first saf and who will call out the adhan. Such reward Allah has kept in this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Mu'adhinu al-Muhtasib Al-Mu'adhinu al-Muhtasib Ka-Shahid al-Mutashahit fi damihi. He said that Mu'adhin who understands the value and the reward of that azan, calls out the azan with due ihtimam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said his maqam in the sight of Allah ta'ala is not just shaheed. Shaheed, martyr, we know the reward. What is the reward? Before his blood strikes the ground, already all his sins are forgiven. لا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون. Allah says, do not ever think that the one who is slain in the way of Allah is dead, he is alive. Special type of life Allah gives him in his qabr. Many, many virtues we know of a shaheed, of a martyr. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the one who calls out azan, the one who is a muazzin, his reward, his maqam, his status is not just that of a shaheed. Allahu Akbar. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? كالشهيد المتشحط في دمه. That shaheed who is slain in the path of Allah in such a manner that he is swimming in a pool of his blood. He has given everything. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that is the maqam and status of a muazzin. يَتَمَنَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ يَتَمَنَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا يَشْتَهِي بَيْنَ الْأَذَانِ وَالْإِقَامَةِ يُغْفَرُ لِلْمُؤَذِّنِ مُنْتَهَى أَذَانِهِ. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when the muazzin calls out the azan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, as far as his voice will reach, from where he is till that point, every sin of this muazzin is forgiven. وَيَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ كُلُّ رَتْبٍ وَيَابِسٍ سَمِعَهُ. Every plant, every bird, every insect, every creation of Allah that hears the azan of that muazzin makes dua and maghfirat for that muazzin. After he finishes the azan, between the azan and the iqamat, يَتَمَنَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا يَشْتَهِي. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the maqam, the status of a muazzin, whatever he desires from Allah, whatever he asks from Allah, from the time he finished his azan till that iqamat, he said, ask from Allah, desire from Allah, Allah is going to give you everything that you desire. Every dua that you made, such is the maqam, the status of a muazzin. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Who is Abdullah bin Mas'ud? Not just an ordinary sahabi, regarded amongst the fuqaha, amongst those sahaba who had a special understanding of deen. What does he say? Law kuntu muazzinan. Law kuntu muazzinan. If I was a muazzin, ma balayt. Allah أخج ولا أعتمر ولا أجاهد. If Allah didn't give me the tawfiq to make hajj or umrah or jihad in the path of Allah, it would not have worried me if I had the maqam and status of a muazzin. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Who is Umar? What is his understanding, perception, faqahat, comprehension of deen? Accolade from none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. He said, لو كان بعدي نبيٌ لكان عمر. If there to be a Nabi after me, if there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What does he say? He says, لو كنت مؤذنًا. If Allah had blessed me and made me a muazzin, ما باليت Allah antasib بقيام الليل وصيام النهار. And I would not have worried if I didn't make tahajjud, if I didn't fast during the day. No nafil fast, no nafil tahajjud. But I was a muazzin. The reward and maqam of a muazzin is such. Umar says, it would not have worried me if I had been deprived of tahajjud, if I had been deprived of nafil fast, as long as I was a muazzin. And then he goes on, he says, why? Because I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Nabi raised his hand, Allahumma ghfir lil muazzineen, Allahumma ghfir lil muazzineen. Oh Allah, make the maghfirat of a muazzin, make the maghfirat of a muazzin. He says, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the intelligence, look at the understanding, look at the perception of Umar. He says, ya Rasulullah, you have stressed so greatly the position of a muazzin that we can think of nothing else except now we have to draw swords, fight with one another so that Allah makes us muazzin. To that extent you have stressed this. Yet ya Rasulullah, why are you emphasizing azan so much? This is something we will draw swords over. What does my Nabi say? Sadiqul Masduq. Sadiqul Masduq. The seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end. This is the proof of the haqqaniyat of my Nabi. Virtue upon virtue. Virtue upon virtue. Muazzin, muazzin, muazzin. To such an extent, لا يدود في قبره. لا يدود في قبره. Allah will make the body of a muazzin haram on the insects of the grave. أَطْوَلُ النَّاسِ عَنَاقًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الْمُؤَذِّنُونَ أَطْوَلُ النَّاسِ عَنَاقًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الْمُؤَذِّنُونَ Look at this analogy. Look at this analogy. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the people with the longest necks. Longest necks, in other words, highest rank. Ulama have given various interpretations to this hadith. What is this analogy? Longest neck. When somebody is high up, he's able to choose whatever he wants. In other words, Allah will raise a muazzin to a level on the day of judgment that from Jannah he can choose whatever he wants. Amongst the Arabs, it was understood, lengthy neck denoted status or position. In this world, you may look down upon them. The people of the highest position on the day of judgment will be the muazzineen. Another beautiful interpretation, ulama kiram give of this hadith, أَطْوَلُ النَّاسِ عَنَاقًا The people with the longest necks on the day of judgment will be the muazzinun. Another interpretation ulama give, they say that on the day of judgment, one of the azab and punishments of Allah is that to the extent of one's sins, people will be swimming in their perspiration. أَطْوَلُ النَّاسِ Allah will raise the muazzin above all that. So he will be safe from the terrors and the fear of the day of judgment. In whatever interpretation you want to put, Umar says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Ya Rasulullah, dua for muazzin is accepted. Crux of the hadith. Dua for muazzin is accepted. Maqam of a muazzin. Why are you stressing this so much? Najtalidu alayhi bisuyuf. We will draw sword to become muazzin. Like I said, the proof of the haqqaniyat of my Nabi. 14 centuries ago, what he says to Umar. Umar, kalla ya Umar. Kalla ya Umar. Umar, this is not going to happen what you are saying. This is not going to happen what you are saying. يتركون العذان على دعفائهم سيأتي على الناس زمان A time is going to come upon my ummah that they will consign azan to the weak people amongst them. Those people who have no status or position, they will look down upon a muazzin. The maqam, the status, the honor, the dignity, which Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given a muazzin, they will not even consider azan to be something of greatness and importance. And Umar, what is the irony? What is the irony? Look at what my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says. تِلْكَ لُحُومٌ حَرَّمَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّارِ The flesh of a muazzin, Allah has made it haram upon Jahannam. The flesh of a muazzin, Allah has made it haram upon Jahannam. The value of the azan, the value of being the one who calls out the azan, the value of listening to the azan, the value of the message of the azan, the verse of the Quran, which I recited in the beginning, alludes to the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That this became a burning issue among Sahaba. When the time for Salah comes, how do we inform the people the time for Salah has come? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathers Sahaba. Mashwara is taking place. Someone gives a suggestion that a flag, someone should hold up a flag. Another suggestion comes that someone should climb onto a high roof and start waving at the time of azan. Another sahabi gives a suggestion that, Ya Rasulullah, let us blow a trumpet at the time of salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that was the practice of the Jews. We will not imitate the Jews. Then someone said, let us ring a bell. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Tilka fi'alun nasara. That is the practice of the Christians. We will not imitate the Christians. This burning, important issue is unresolved. Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbihi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, فَرَجَعْتُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ وَأَنَا مُغْتَمٌ لِمَا رَأَيْتُ مِنْ اِهْتِمَامِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي حَالِهِ He says, I returned home that night. I was worried. Why? Because I saw the worry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi is perplexed. He's concerned about this issue. How should the ummah be gathered for salah? He says, I tossed and turned. I couldn't sleep. Such was the extent that I was worried. Then he says, just before the time of Fajr, just before true dawn. وَأَنَا بَيْنَ النَّائِمِ وَالْيَقْظَانِ. I was in a subconscious state between wakefulness and sleep. I saw a dream. رَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا. I saw a man. عَلَيْهِ ثَوْبَانْ أَخْضَرَانِ. He was wearing green robes. فَقَامَ عَلَى سَطْحِ الْمَسْجِدِ. This person climbed onto the roof of the masjid. فَجَعَلَ أُسْبُعَيْهِ فِي أُذُنَيْهِ. He took his fingers, put it into his ears, like how a muazzin stands. And he said that in my dream, this person called out the azan from the roof of the masjid. I rushed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to inform him of this dream. Ulama mentioned similar dream Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw. Another riwayat comes, similar dream Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw. The honor was given to Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbihi. Other sahaba waited till after Fajr to inform Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbi, the moment he saw the dream, he rushed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at the ihtimam, the system. Allah could have just sent Jibreel and informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is how I want you to call the ummah for salah. But such a beautiful system Allah put into place, that through a dream, various sahaba see this dream. Azan. Azan is revealed upon the ummah. Azan, like I said, symbol of Islam. The proof of your deen, the proof of your taqwa is attachment with azan. Love for the azan, venerating the symbol of Islam. The verse of the Quran I recited, what is the proof of kufr? What is the proof of nifaq? What is the proof of hypocrisy? What is the proof of enmity for Islam? When the Jews of Medina heard this azan, when the Christians of Medina heard this azan, particularly the Jews, they became upset. Where has this come from? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'uzu billah, has introduced something new. No Nabi before him came with anything like this. He says he has come with the religion of the Ahlul Kitab, of the people of the book. What is this new practice that he has brought about? They started mocking. Allah says, وَإِذَا نَادَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. When the azan was called out, اتَّخَذُوهَا هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا. They started mocking the azan. They had no respect for the azan. They had no value for the azan. Who is referred to? The Jews of Medina. In it is sabak for you and I, Muslims of 14 centuries later. How much respect do we have for the azan? Are we joining the Jews and the Christians? Or is the taqwa there in the heart? Is the value there in the heart? What is this azan? What did my Nabi say? إِذَا سَمِعْتُمُ الْمُؤَذِّنِ. When you hear the muazzin call out the azan, repeat the azan behind the muazzin. It's a different practice today. Unfortunately, this is not the topic, but just by the way, unfortunately, because we are in an era of sing-song, everything has to be musical. Sometimes, some muazzins, the azan goes too long. So what happens? To hold attention and pay attention becomes a little bit difficult, especially five times a day. This is why ulama caution us that even when you're giving azan in a melodious tone, keep it within the rules of tajweed, keep it within the rules of Arabic grammar. Don't extend it too long. Why? So that the ummah does not lose the waqat and the value of azan. What does it mean to listen to that azan? My Nabi said, when the muazzin says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, say as the muazzin is saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam practically taught his ummah, repeat behind that muazzin, listen attentively to what he is saying. When this call comes, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah, they don't say Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, repeat this, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, repeat, La ilaha illallah. What does my Nabi say? Allahu Akbar. Look at the deprivation. Look at the loss you and I are incurring. Just now azan was given. How many of us were in the masjid to hear that azan? How many of us paid attention to that azan? How many of us repeated the words of the muazzin? Look at the loss we incurred if we didn't do this. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, at this point in the hadith it comes, he says, that person who has listened to the muazzin, repeated every one of these words like I have taught you, min qalbihi, from his heart, دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ, Allah guarantees his jannah. Then my Nabi said, ثُمَّ صَلُّ عَلَيَّ, after you have replied to that azan, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَنْ صَلَّ عَلَيَّ وَاحِدَةً صَلَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بِهَا عَشْرًا, the person who sends one salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, minimum 10 rahmats and mercies from Allah will descend upon him. Then my Nabi said, Thumma salullaha li al-wasila. Make dua to Allah. Ask Allah for wasila. What is wasila? Wasila, manzilatun fil jannah. It's a special maqam and status of jannat which Allah has reserved for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why in the dua after azan, which we are learning in hadith, Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tamma wa salatil qa'ima, aati Muhammadan il wasila. O Allah, Rabb and Lord of this perfect, complete da'wat and invitation to Islam, this complete proclamation of the basis and dictates of Islam, which is azan. O Allah, you are the Rabb of this. You declare that. Declare and affirm your iman. And then, Aati Muhammadan al-wasila. O Allah, give my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasila. Grant him manzilatan fil jannah, that special place and maqam in Jannah that you have reserved for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does my Nabi say? You and I are doing him a favor, na'uzu billah. His wasila is guaranteed. This is an opportunity for you and I. This is an opportunity for you and I. By us saying these words, what does my Nabi say? Listen to the muazzin. Respond to the azan. Dakhal al-jannah. Your jannat is guaranteed. Then recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then make the dua. Then make the dua after azan. And what happens? حَلَّتْ لَهُ شَفَاعَتِي. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on the day of judgment, you will meet me with my shafa'at. Your shafa'at, my shafa'at, my intercession on your behalf is guaranteed. Look at the loss you and I are incurring. The Jews, this was unpalatable to them. The sign of their nifaq, the sign of their kufr, the sign of the zulmat and darkness of their hearts. اتخذوها هزوا ولعبا. They couldn't digest this azan. They couldn't swallow this azan. So they started mocking at it. They mocked at it. They poked fingers at it. They spoke against the azan. In this verse is ishara, is indication. Quran comes down. وَإِذَا نَادَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ وَإِذَا نَادَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ اتَّخَذُوهَا هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا. When the proclamation to azan, when the proclamation to salah, when the invitation to salah is issued, do not mock at it. Do not look down upon it. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They have no aqal, no intelligence, no understanding. Warning for you and I. Warning for you and I. How much value and respect do you and I have for the azan? Someone with the TV on, someone with the music on, someone in the normal conversations, someone on the cell phone, someone involved in this, someone involved in that. Azan is being called out. Stop what you are doing. Our deen is adab. Our deen is etiquette. The one, man uqiba bihirmanil adab. The one who is deprived of adab and etiquette has lost his deen. He has lost the sunnah. He will lose the faraiz also. These type of warnings, ulama ikram give. Respect the azan. Venerate the azan. honor the azan. Ulama say on this occasion, the verse of the Quran came down. What verse? Allahu Akbar. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Whose speech can be better? This is istifham inkari. Rhetorical question. That's the correct translation. Allah is asking, whose speech can be better? Whose words can be better? Mimman da'a ila Allah. Then the one who invites to Allah, calls out to Allah, wa amila saliha, does good deeds. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And his humility is such that he says, I am but a believer. I am a simple Muslim. That is the nuanced translation of this. Aisha, our mother, Ummul Mumineen radiallahu anha, she says, the asal, although this verse will refer to giving da'wah to Allah's greatness, she says, the asal maqam of this verse is a muazzin. Allah revealed this verse in the honor of a muazzin. Why? Allahumma rabb hadhihi da'wati tamma. This azan is not something simple. Azan is the most complete da'wat. There is no greater da'wat of Allah's greatness than the azan. Azan contains all the principles and foundational elements of deen and shariat. In azan is the pehchan and the recognition of who is Allah, who is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is Islam, what is deen, what is the most important pillar of Islam. Azan is an invitation to salah. And without salah, al-ahdu alladhi baynana wa baynahumus salah. The distinction between us and a kafir is salah. فَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا فَقَدْ kafar. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if salah is not in your life, you have committed kufr. Allah protect us. So azan, da'watu tamma, complete, perfect da'wat. So how beautifully our mother explains to us, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. On this occasion, when the Jews mocked the azan, Allah revealed this verse, whose speech can be better than that muazzin who calls out to Allah. Gives the complete da'wat to Allah's greatness, azan. Aisha radiallahu anha says the muazzin is the first maqam of this. Mimman da'a ilallah. And after that azan, the muazzin makes salah. Wa amila saliha, does good deeds. In that azan, he says, ashadu an la ilaha illallah. I declare that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. I am a Muslim. Anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So Aisha says, in that azan, قَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. This muazzin is declaring to the entire world, I am a Muslim, I am a believer. Azan, ulama say, there is one principle. One principle, I've run out of time. What is the message of azan? What is the sabak of azan? The importance of listening attentively, taking it to heart. We were supposed to discuss that, but unfortunately we've run out of time. But I'm going to terminate on one important principle which ulama remind us of. Ulama mention, they say, if you love someone, if someone is close to you, a proof of that love is that you love what that being or entity loves. The proof of enmity and hatred, if you got something against someone, if you want to fix somebody up, you are against someone, you are in opposition to someone, then whatever he loves, you will hate. Whatever is close to him will be very far away from you. How much Allah loves azan, the proof of it is found in this hadith. The greatest enemy is shaitan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ida nudiya bis salah, when azan is called out, shaitan hates the azan. Shaitan fears the azan. Adbara, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he starts running. Walahu durat. Walahu durat. And such is his fear. Such is the, how reprehensible azan is to shaitan. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he passes wind. This is tashbih. This is figurative language. Otherwise somebody will come and ask that, you know what, shaitan is made out of fire. So what is he eating that's causing him to pass wind like that? We shouldn't even go into such discussions. This is analogy to show us how reprehensible, how hated azan is in the eyes of shaitan. Adbara walahu durat. Shaitan passes wind, he starts running. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna shaytan idha sami'a nida dhahaba hatta yakuna makan ar-ruha." He said, when the azan of Medina is called out, when Bilal starts calling out the azan and Masjid al-Nabawi, when shaitan hears this, he starts running and running and running. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says he runs right up till Ruha, 36 miles away from Medina. 36 miles away from Medina. Shaitan hates everything that is linked or attached to the azan. The proof of your and my iman. Allah loves the azan, so shaitan hates the azan. Allah wants you, Allah and His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wants you and I to venerate and honor muazzin, honor the azan, listen to the azan, take the message of azan to our heart. Let us not be like shaitan, involved in that shaitan box in our houses. That pollutant which we have brought of zina, of nakedness in our homes, so that azan is called out and the ummah is in front of that. Azan is called out, ummah is in casinos. Azan is called out, ummah is in the marketplace. No value for azan. Who are we imitating? Are we imitating the Jews? Are we imitating shaitan? Are we imitating the enemies of Islam? What is our behavior? The least accord and respect that we can give for the azan is beloved to Allah, and azan is a dawat to salah. Accept that call, accept that invitation that is given to you and I. Allah accept.